We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome back. How awesome was that last hour with Patrick Clark? Tell me that wasn't awesome. We're going to have to get him back on the show in the future. He is so cool. So cool. So nice. I'm not used to people being nice around here at night. Normally, I got producer Mike over there, always giving me those mean looks. No, he doesn't do that. He's nice, too. Okay, there's nice people here. I got to be diplomatic now. So we have the last... All right, now I'm getting the dirty looks. Okay, so we have the last 2 hours of Overnight America, and we're going to keep the phone lines open if there's anything you want to talk about. What we do is try to have some flexibility towards the end of the week. So if there's something that we didn't talk about and you were just waiting for us to bring it up, you can do that. Maybe there's something that you may have missed or didn't have a chance to call in, or maybe in general there's just something you want to say, something you want to get off your chest. The number here is 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. You can even text that first line there. Do we even play Rebecca Black on Thursdays anymore? We do? Okay. It's hard to tell. I guess we could play it at 11 o'clock. That's still kind of midnight-ish over on the East Coast. I mean, we're close. The signal booms out there. There was a new segment I was talking to our program director, Steve Moore, about. And we're trying to figure out some things we can do on a regular basis. And I had this idea, and I thought, maybe we'll give it a try. And I think, just like the other day, we had someone call in. What's his name? I can't remember his name. But he called in, and he said, CBS News, your radio newscast at the top of the hour when CBS does it, can't you hear how biased they are? But, you know, something like that. So I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to listen to it. I'll take notes. And then after the break, I'll give you my opinion on if I detected anything that shouldn't have been in the newscast. So we did that, and we went through story by story. Here's what they decided to cover. And I really liked doing that, critiquing that side of things. So I thought, what if we do this once a day where I load up the website for some major news organizations, and we look at what each of them are deciding to report on at 10 o'clock at night? You know, this is at the end of a news cycle. There's not anything new. They've had their time to get into it. So I thought, this is kind of cool. If that one caller enjoyed that, I'm sure there's a lot of other people that would enjoy it too. So I loaded CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, New York Times, and Washington Post. Why I decided those? Just because. There's no other reason for it. I guess I could have loaded up CBS News and ABC News and things. Maybe I'll have to redefine those. Okay, let's look at each of these websites. Here's what each of them are reporting on the top fold of their website, which is the top stories, the ones that would find their way to the top. And then we can try to determine, okay, it's interesting why one would cover this and the other one wouldn't. I like to look at headlines. I like to try to understand why they would use certain terms or certain ways of wording their headlines and others wouldn't. So here's the top of CNN. House Committee subpoenas Mick Mulvaney. And the subheadline is, investigators want President Trump's top aide to appear Friday morning before the House Intelligence Committee as part of the impeachment inquiry. And then they have today's politics, Michael Bloomberg expecting to file for 2020 primary. Jeff Sessions praises Trump in announcing run for its old Senate seat. And Moody's forecast Trump will win 2020 in landslide. And then on the right side, top stories, an Arctic blast could bring record low temperatures to the eastern U.S., 10 hospitalized after insulin administered instead of flu shots. Ooh, that'd be tough. You go in to get your flu shot and they give you insulin on mistake. That's a pretty big mix-up. How do you mix that up? Okay, so that's the headlines on CNN. So far, this doesn't look all that biased. It doesn't look bad. When I read it just like this, this isn't too bad for CNN's. All right, let's go over to Fox. Okay, Fox headline, State Department official flagged Hunter Biden conflict of interest testimony shows. And then it says... below that, Hunter Biden's questionable past and business dealings could undo dad's bid for the White House. Republicans trying to put their best lineup on the field ahead of impeachment hearings. And Trump campaign manager claims Dems are freaked out over campaign's digital dominance. So variety-wise, CNN, just the way they designed their website, they have more of a variety of things on their front page like this. So really, Fox News in the top of their website almost dedicates their whole top part of their news site to what's going on with Hunter Biden, the conflict and the testimony. So one side, House Committee subpoenas Mick Mulvaney, and they say that's breaking news. And Fox is talking about the Hunter Biden conflict. Here's MSNBC. Let's head over there. There's a picture of Rachel Maddow, and it says, exclusive, we got a copy of a warning by an anonymous White House official. Here's what's in it. Oh, great. MSNBC. We got another anonymous letter. Okay. If I had to guess the percentage of anonymous anything that turns out to be mostly accurate, and I'll even put that in there. I don't have to say 100% accurate, but mostly accurate. I'm going to guess it's a 50-50 shot. It seems like a lot of these anonymous anythings are not all that accurate. Then it says, Michael Bloomberg considering 2020 run as Dem. That's another one of the headlines. And some of the sub-headlines. Let's see. Book, Trump's recklessness sparked White House 5-alarm fire drills. And authors, anonymous confounds traditional news verification. Okay, so far, I got to give credit to CNN. They seem to have the better variety of news. Let's see what New York Times has up on their top. Top State Department officials complain that Trump twisted Ukraine policy. In a warning, anonymous author makes case against re-election. Then they have an impeachment inquiry is testing the ties between Attorney General William Barr and Mr. Trump. So it's kind of interesting. New York Times seems to be going down that path. They kind of have a little bit of what's going on with that anonymous, like MSNBC. They have a kind of a mixture of both, don't they, CNN and MSNBC? Top of the Washington Post. House GOP looks to protect Trump by offering up deputies as fall guys. And they got a picture of Rudy Giuliani with a big thumbs up. That's the Washington Post. Then you scroll down and there's, let's see, book by anonymous official describes Trump as cruel, inept, and a danger to the nation. Again, with this anonymous stuff, those MSNBCs, the Washington Post, New York Times, they love to print the stuff that's anonymous, don't they? You know what I wanted to mention? So between CNN and MSNBC, how much time do you think they've given to the whole Epstein story? You know, Project Veritas comes out and they post a video that was recorded off air, but it was still inside of the studio, of a reporter of theirs complaining that they did the whole Epstein expose. She said she had all the names. They had all the evidence, including Bill Clinton. And you have Jeffrey Epstein, who was one of the most prolific, it may be the most prolific pedophile in American history, quote unquote, commits suicide in prison. And she says she's had this story for 3 years and ABC decides not to run it and how frustrated she was. Well, there's an update to that story. They found out the person, well, they think they found the person that was the leaker of this video. It's an interesting take. I think it's a pretty big deal that ABC decides not to air this. Well, I wanted to mention CNN and MSNBC don't think it's a big deal. Why? Maybe we'll talk about that next. I got to find a way to do this. I like the idea of reading what the headlines are on these different sites. We still got to figure out how we can incorporate it. Maybe I'll give more commentary about some of the headlines of why they're deciding to do it. But you don't see a lot of the bias on the front fold of these websites. Sometimes, like MSNBC, you do, and I guess Fox News, you see some too. Here's the phone number if you want to get in, 436-7900 or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX.
Get home fast and informed. Total Information PM starts weekdays at 4 on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX and KMOX.com.
Welcome back to Overnight America. It's hard to believe that the weekend is almost here. Hard to believe it. Don't forget you could go back and listen to any of this program online by going to KMOX.com/ONA or the radio.com app or radio.com on the computer. They have this ability for you to go back in time. Kind of like that Huey Lewis in the news. Gonna go back in time. And then you can rewind in real time to any part of the show you want, which is kind of cool. But the last show of the week, we try to take your phone calls. We try to keep things more flexible. It doesn't matter. I mean, you could change the topic on us. What I want you to be able to do is to call in and say the things you want to say or whatever you have on your mind, because I don't want you at the end of the week to say, oh, he never talked about this. Oh, I can't believe he didn't do this. This is your opportunity, so no complaining. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Wayne calling in. What's going on, Wayne?
Hey, I know you got a lot on your mind with your weekend by yourself.
I know. I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to fill that.
The guy who complained about CBS last night kept referring to that guy.
Oh, that's right. Okay, Wayne, I couldn't remember who it was. So did you listen to the news there at the when we were monitoring it together?
Tonight?
Oh, no. Yes, when you called in last, I said, please listen to the news. We'll listen to it together, and then I gave some comments after.
It wasn't too bad last night. That was kind of a one-off.
You know, I wasn't listening. Excuse me. I didn't hear what it was at the 10 o'clock hour. I didn't hear that one, so... I'll have to listen again. Maybe we'll do it at 11 o'clock.
Okay. And again, I don't want to be flip, but all I hear, you know, your local people have local person handles all the daytime news at the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing I learned from that is that a Don Rogers?
Well, Carol, with her doing that, she does an excellent job. You know, I think she does an excellent job with the news.
She hasn't reported anything good on the president and.
I don't think she does a lot of national news. She does some national news in TIPM, and they will cover those things. I don't know. They do a tandem, so they both do the reporting job, so it doesn't necessarily mean one's covering more than the other. It's just however it just falls into the stack, okay. You know?
This seems a little biased to me.
Okay. Well, you can have that opinion. That's fine. To me, and I'm not just saying this because I know them and I work here, but the way that they take the news, it's very seriously. They try very, very hard to make sure there's no bias in anything they're reporting.
By the way, since you're going to be by yourself and you go out and about over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
I don't care that people are saying, is that a Don Rogers you got on?
You keep saying it. Okay. All right. Thanks, Wayne. Good to hear from you. You know what? That means it's effective. You know how effective that line is in radio when you can remember and recall something like that? It is so powerful. And I can tell you what, Don Rogers, they have been so happy with that campaign. It's worked for them for so long, many, many years. Look at him. He knows the line word for word. You tell me if that's effective. Let me go to, is it Charlene? Hello?
Hey, how are you, Ryan?
This good.
Is your loyal listener, Charlene, in Louisville.
I was talking about you the other day. Did you hear?
I did hear you. It was last night. You were talking to Kevin.
And yeah, and I mentioned there's someone that comes from Kentucky, and it's you. Are you going to make it to the holiday radio show?
Sure. I've got my tickets all lined up.
Oh, yeah. Did you get the discount tickets online?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yes. Where are you sitting? What tickets did you go for?
Row B.
Yeah. Oh, you're pretty close.
Oh, yeah. Just every year I get up at least row B every year.
So you're close enough to really see us sweat it when we get up there and we're trying to organize all of this.
Oh, you all do a great job.
Oh, it's so fun. Listen, you've been to a couple of these. To anyone that's never been to a holiday radio show, when KMOX puts this on, I want you to just give an endorsement of how much you enjoy it.
Okay. Now you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, it's great. I listened to it for nearly 20 years as long as Kevin's been doing these.
Wow.
But I never could come because I had to work. That means I'd have to take 2 days vacation. But I'd still enjoy it on the radio. But coming there in person 2 years ago, and this will be my third year, it's so great to see it in person. You see everybody do their own ad libs and just fun stories that Kevin comes up with.
Oh, man.
And so he's great.
I gotta say, when you say taking time off of work, that's because you live in Louisville, Kentucky.
I do.
You drive all the way from Kentucky to see this live. That's how much you enjoy it.
That's right. And it's the only reason I come over there.
And tickets are at KMOX.com/events. It's right up there. And the show this year is called Don't Forget to Remember the Future. And can I tell you something? I didn't mention this with the interview yesterday with Kevin, but I think you'll get a kick out of this, Charlene.
Okay.
He said, do you want me to tell you about your role? And I said, sure. And he goes, wait, you know what? If I tell you, you'll probably say it on the air. And I'm like, Kevin, you're absolutely right. Because I'm supposed to keep things secret, but someone tells me something, I forget that I should keep it secret, and I talk about it anyway. I'm really bad at that. So he knows me, and he knows that I have such an important role this year, and I don't want to spoil anything for anyone, so I have to be going into this blind. I can't wait to see you again this year, by the way.
Likewise, I'm going to look you up. Did you take Evan out for trick-or-treating?
Yes, and he loved it. He has a lot of candy. Can I tell you how generous my kid is?
So, I heard you talking about it last night.
He's so generous. So he, with my wife, went to Ohio to visit her in-laws, well, her parents, which are my in-laws. And before he left, I said, you know, you have all this Halloween candy here. Is it okay if I eat some of your candy? He said, yeah, that's okay. Very generous. He didn't say, no, save it for me. I love this kid. He's something else.
Gosh. One of the best whole other stories that Kevin did years ago, he told Emily, his daughter, that he was not going out with her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And just freaked her out. poor kid was traumatized.
How many years have you listened to KMOX?
Oh, my gosh. Back in the 60s.
Whoa!
Because, yeah, I was a big Cardinal fan. Well, of course, I still am.
Mm-hmm.
And so I listened to Jack Buck and Harry Carey with the games, but then I listened to it all the nighttime too, and Jack Buck did a show At Your Service, I think was back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And then also they had the old radio shows for a couple years too, just like now they had the Radio Spirit show at 2 o'clock. Well, it's 2 o'clock my time at
sure.
night.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And so, yeah, I've just been a loyal listener. My radio stays on the bed. I got a big bed, so my radio just stays on the bed with your channel on it because I don't want to mess it up and lose it because once it's gone, it's kind of hard to pull it in.
You got to find it because you're, you know, pretty far away, but you got that right little sweet spot where you can keep it on all night long. Charlene, I'm so glad you called in. I can't wait to see you again this year for the holiday radio show.
I will come down and say hi to you and Carol to that other caller, Don Rogers is the only place I shop now, too, believe it or not.
Really? So when you come to St. Louis, because of Carol Daniel and what she does for Don Rogers, you make a stop?
Well, I heard her do those commercials, and then I'm a friend with Roger Wigington.
Oh, okay.
And I always wished that I could see Roger at the show, but now he's not able to come. But so I thought I got to check this place out. So I did. I went shopping over there.
Yeah.
And they've got very unique things, not 50 of one item, you know. It's very unique.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy, accessible. And that's why I don't go to these malls and stuff anymore. I'm just not physically able.
Well, I'm glad that you're sharing all this. And I can't wait to see you again this year. And do you have your sweater all picked out?
Not yet.
Okay.
I got to come up with something creative.
I know. You've had some creative ones. Charlene, thank you so much for calling in.
Have a good evening, Ron.
You too. And wow. Again, sleeping with the radio on. She does. A lot of people do that at night. Have a nice little comfort of the radio right next by their bed. 436-7900 is the number, or 800-925-1120. She comes in from Lexington, Kentucky, and hops on over to Don Rogers. How about that? That's a great endorsement. We should send that over to Carol. Well, I think Roger and all of them would love to hear that. I'm friends with him on Facebook, too. Maybe I'll send him a message. If anything you want to bring up, you can. And like I said, there's no belly aching allowed. If you said, oh, you didn't talk about this, why didn't you talk about this? Thursday's your chance to bring it up. And right now we have an open phone lines. I mean, they're all open. No one's waiting. What are we doing here? No one wants to talk to me on a Thursday night? Now, come on. It's 436-7900 locally here in St. Louis or 800-925-1120. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome back to Overnight America. Well, here's the phone number. It's 314-436-7900, also 800-925-1120, which you can call from anywhere in the United States, whatever or wherever that may be. How about we go to Shirley, who's holding on from Oakville? What's going on?
Hi, I just had to call and tell you, you said nobody was listening or calling in.
Yeah, no one was calling in.
Oh, so I felt bad, and I thought, well, I'll call in and tell you. I have been listening to the radio since 1939.
Whoa, Shirley.
How about that?
No way you were around that long.
No, I'm serious. My dad and my mom, all of us kids used to get a bath, get our pajamas on. We all bathed in the same bathtub, and we used to listen to Inner Sanctum Mystery.
Huh, Inner Sanctum Mystery?
Have you never heard of that?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that 1939.
Inner Sanctum Mystery.
How about that? And I was telling the gentleman that I am in bed, and normally I don't go to bed till 2.
Uh-huh.
But I came to bed early because I'm going to Mass at the Queen of All Saints, and that guy knows right exactly where that was for 6:15 Mass. So if I don't hang on, it's because I'm old and I need to get in my bed.
So you've been listening to KMOX for all those years?
1939. I was born in 34, and I was 5 years old.
Wow. So who are your favorite personalities through the years?
You.
Whoa! That's a big endorsement.
I want to tell you something. I listen to Charlie in the morning with my radio. That wakes me up. And he had a new hip, so he's not on the radio yet. So we got all them goofy people on, and we really miss Charlie. But you know that young girl that's on there, Amy?
Amy, yes.
Oh, she is so good. She is wonderful.
I'm glad you like her.
She's wonderful, and you do an excellent job. I go to bed with you, and I listen to you. And I felt so bad because you said nobody was calling in, and I thought, I'm calling in.
I felt so lonely, Shirley.
I know.
So
lonely. I felt bad for you.
It's like when I go home with the family out of town, I got the whole house to myself.
Oh, the family's out of town. I know you said they're with your in-laws.
Right. So I get there, I'm so lonely, and no one calls there either when I'm at the house. So,
and
Shirley.
You know what I thought was so cute? You said you loved your son. You ask him if you could eat some of this Halloween candy.
Yeah.
And he said, sure, Dad.
He is very good at sharing.
So. And I thought, wasn't that nice that you said that?
It was so nice.
See, I told you I'd listen.
Thank you, Shirley.
Yeah, there you go. Well, God bless you. Have a beautiful evening.
I will. Get some rest and have fun at church tomorrow. Bye.
Okey-doke. Thanks.
You see, I asked Shirley, you've been listening to KMOX for all these years, all these decades. Who is your favorite host over those years? And she says, me. You know what? That's enough to keep me riding on a smile for the rest of the weekend. Holly calling in from Illinois. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So I have been listening. I'm at the ripe old age of 45. I've only been listening, I don't know, about 20 years. Like, I'm at the age where it's actually preferred to listen to talk radio instead of music, so I don't know what that's.
So how did it start? Maybe you had a family member or a dad that forced you to listen to it?
No, well, I mean, maybe. my dad, my parents, we lived in Brownsville, Texas, which I don't know if you know where that is. That is as far south as basically Mexico.
Okay, wow.
And my dad and I used to go out in the driveway and listen to KMOX for Cardinals games.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
I mean, that's really far south. And then back in the day, in my younger years, I did an internship at KMOX when it was still downtown.
Really? What year?
95. I worked with the esteemed Fred Bottomer.
Oh, he's still here.
I know. I saw him this summer at a game, and I helped with the Total Information PM. That's what it was. Back in the day, Barbara Whitesides and Doug McKelvin.
Wow, that's cool, Holly.
Yeah, it was a great experience. And
where did you park as an intern? Where did you park when it was downtown?
Oh my gosh! So this is when the old stadium was there. So they had some parking lots, sort of near, sort of underneath Poplar, underneath 40 there.
You know what someone told me? I don't know if this is true, but someone told me that KMOX would have an elevator to their own little floor where the personalities were able to park, like it was a little underground parking garage deal.
I never heard of that.
Well, I thought it was just a special thing for the radio personalities. Maybe that they did away with that after a certain year. Maybe that was just a whatever.
No, but Everybody was so friendly. Ron Jacober was there at the time. Jack Buck. Of course, my favorite is Fred because he's such a nice guy. But it was a good experience. But I just, when you asked for callers, I'm a little bit frustrated at the Cardinals just because they talk about, they extended the GM and a couple people. And I feel like they're just kind of stagnant the last few years. I'm a big Cardinals fan.
Mm-hmm.
So just frustrated. They said they were going to explore internal options. And I think we were lucky we made it as far as we did this year. I mean, it's not all luck, it's talent, but
yeah, it's hard to say they backed into something that good. Like every team would love to back into that. So it's hard. I don't know how you'd make a personnel change after making it as far as you did.
Not a change, but an extension.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because part of the reason we're not able to go out and, I say we, are not able to sign as many is because we have bad contracts. Mm-hmm. You know, we have Dexter Fowler and Matt Carpenter, who have these extensions, who are these big contracts, and so we're kind of stuck with mediocrity. Mm-hmm. And I like both those players personally. I don't mean this, you know.
It's
a little bit frustrating because we saw in the NLCS how we weren't matched up, and I'm just used to the Cardinals winning. So that was only my comment. I enjoyed the chat.
Holly, thank you for calling in. Good to hear from you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Wow, Holly, an intern from the 90s. Big shout out to Fred Bottomer. Let's go to Sue, who's calling in from Fort Myers. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Ryan.
How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to tell you that my daughter has set me up with Alexa. All I have to do is tell Alexa to put KMOX on.
And it does that?
Yeah.
You know, I've never actually seen one of them in action. And the thing is, everyone says, you got to try it. Is it really that easy?
Oh, my gosh. It's just, I have it on all the time down here.
Well, do you have it on right now? Is that what's in the background?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you turn it off and demonstrate how you turn it on?
No.
You're afraid to mess with it right now.
Well, I would have to say Alexa off.
Did it do it?
She heard me.
Okay, so Sue, I want you to get close to the Alexa speaker, and I want you to use the command to turn on KMOX. I want to see how it works.
Alexa, play KMOX radio.
Playing news radio 1120 KMOX on radio.com. Huh. How about that?
Oh, I just heard my voice on that. Sue, that was so easy. Wow.
Yeah.
That was really easy.
I listened to KMOX since The Man Who Walks and Talks at Midnight was on.
John McCormick.
And you played a portion of one of his old shows one night. And that was so enjoyable.
I'm glad you like that. In fact, I'm trying to find as much as I can from the archives. And every once in a while, I'll come across something that's relevant with what's going on today or something that happens to be close to the same time, as in, you know, this date, something like this happened.
Yeah.
And there's some really fascinating things there. I need to get back to working on that archive because you get so sucked into it, but I haven't touched it in a while. So I'm glad you like that, Sue. I'll have to find another one for you soon.
Oh, yeah. And then your little sign-off song that you play.
You like it?
Oh, I just love that. That is so sweet and... it's just something special and happy.
Yes. Ah, Sue, I'm glad you like it. I like it, too. I get it stuck in my head. I'll sing it at home. I'll sing it in the shower. I'll sing it in the car.
Well, I just hear it. I don't know enough of the words, but I hear it, and that tune is in my head a lot.
Oh, very especially. Nice. Well, thank you, Sue. So, good to hear from you.
Anyway, I'm in Fort Myers until April, so I'll keep listening.
All right. Thank you, Sue.
All right. Bye. Enjoy your show. Bye.
Wasn't that nice? So she turned it off and then turned it back on. Look how simple that was. She's like, turn off, Alexa, turn off the radio. And then it was off. And then all of a sudden she says, Alexa, turn on KMOX. And then right there, I heard my voice no less than 10 seconds later. Well, that's pretty easy. That's really cool. I'm glad we were able to do that demonstration. So what about you? Now we have open phone lines again. Aw, it's kind of sad the way you look at it. These phone lines are giving me the puppy dog eyes. The puppy dog eyes. Locally, it's 436-7900 or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
just say something? When Patrick Clark was here from Channel 11 or News 11 and also Fox 2, he does a lot of great reporting for them, but also some really awesome series, including one that's going to be on Channel 11 Monday at 4:30. The series on the presidential libraries is just fantastic. Don't want to miss it. He brought in some Panera, and he brought some bagels in, and they asked him, do you want us to slice it St. Louis style? And he said, absolutely. Remember when that was a controversy? I enjoyed the St. Louis slice. In fact, Charlie Brennan told me this. When you got kids, or you're going into a group where there's a lot of kids, kids don't eat full bagels, right? The little slices are perfect for the kiddos. And that's perfect in my house. When you slice them that way, the kid doesn't eat a whole thing. You just eat the ones he wants. It's perfect. You don't have to waste a whole bagel after a kid takes four bites out of it and it sits there on the counter all day. I love that. So big thanks to Patrick Clark. I'm glad he decided to come in. And thanks to Charlene Cullinan in praising the KMOX Holiday Radio Show, which tickets are on sale now. If you go to KMOX.com/events, there is a link there where you can buy tickets. And they go on sale officially tomorrow. Today was the pre-sale. They go on sale tomorrow morning starting at 8 a.m. And who knows? Maybe that promo code still works. If you can punch it in tonight, you might get lucky. Might get lucky. But go see it in person. It is so much fun. It is so fun to be in a concert hall area to perform a live radio show in front of an audience of people laughing when you say something. I'm used to being in the studio alone here at night. Producer Mike never laughs at the things I say. He normally laughs at me. He'll point and laugh at me sometimes, and I feel very insecure about that. But it's fun to be in an atmosphere where people are actually laughing with you and not at you. Let's go to, is it Janelle?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. We're listening to your station on a portable radio. Mm-hmm. And just as a sidebar, we had friends in Mississippi who used to listen to the Cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
But the main reason I'm calling is just to fuss.
Okay.
We live in Northeast County near the river, and our power is out for the umpteenth time. There's nothing going on, but our power is out. And I just wanted to fuss.
Well, so where are you right now? You said Northeast County?
Yeah, we're north of Florissant.
Okay. And why do you think it's going out?
We don't know.
How many people in that area?
It's 700, but I don't know if I buy that. But
why?
There's nothing going on. There's no weather. And they say they have a smart grid. And they say that we're fixing the wires. And we've been out for hours several times.
At a time. Well, how often does it go out?
Oh, often.
Wow, that's weird.
Just really often.
How long have you lived there?
13 years.
Okay, is it picked up in frequency or has it always been like this?
It's picked up.
More recently in that area?
More recently, it's worse.
Oh, that is strange. I wonder why that's doing that. And have you ever called them and asked?
Well, we tried. We finally got through one time. And she said, St. Louis is an old city. And that's all we got.
That's their answer?
But our daughter in New Orleans doesn't lose as often as we do.
You know, I've been lucky where I live. I haven't lost power. So I know it's weird. These certain areas you can get to, it happens more frequently, even though it shouldn't. And what a hassle. Why is it that they always seem to make you wait forever to get to a representative, and then they can't give you a straight answer? And, you know, it's not the representative's fault, because they're trained not to give a straight answer.
There's no accountability whatsoever. It just happens, and there's nothing we can do.
Yeah, it's getting cold. What happens when it's, you know, freezing outside, your power goes out?
It's going to be cold tonight in our house.
Is it? So you said your power's out as we speak?
Yes.
For how long?
It's since 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
And they say it may be back by midnight.
Oh, wow.
The house is well insulated, and we can cover up, but it's very much a hassle. And generators are so expensive.
Yes, they are. Is it a house, or is it like a condo, apartment, townhouse, or what is it?
It's a house.
Okay. And the whole neighborhood's just dark right now.
As far as I can tell, the lights across the street are not on.
Aw, I hate this. So you can go and tell there's an outage. You just can't talk to anyone and get an update on when it's coming back?
Well, I did get through, and they said they don't know what's causing it.
Well, at least they know, and they could dispatch someone out there.
That won't do any good. It doesn't do any good.
You know, it's this late at night. Hopefully, you don't have to go the whole night without it, because it's not good for anyone to be without power all night in a cold as it's getting. I mean, right now it's in the 20s. The temperatures are below freezing.
Yeah, we're all electric, so we've lost everything.
All right. Well, so maybe anyway, someone from the power company is listening right now.
I doubt it.
Well, they could be out working, and maybe they're going to... If someone's listening right now that's been dispatched to that, how about you give us a call? Let us know you're working on it. Maybe you can get a live update.
That'd be fine.
All right, Janelle.
Okay, well, thank you. I just wanted to express my opinion.
Anytime. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, that could be frustrating. I've been lucky to live in areas that that doesn't go out. When I was in Indiana, it would go out maybe once a year, and it was always associated when a car went off the road and hit a transformer. It was always a car accident that would do it. You know, here, you remember the talk about the aldermen? They wanted to try to bury all the power lines in the city of St. Louis at the expense of the homeowner. Thousands and thousands of dollars to bury these power lines because they thought, well, it would beautify the neighborhoods, and then you'd have less chance of these outages. I doubt that. You know, that seems like a load of baloney because there's no weather conditions right now. I mean, even looking out the window where we are, it's cold, but it's not like severe weather cold. It's not raining. It's not snowing. It's not overly anything. Not flooding. None of this stuff. It's not overly anything. Yeah. So I feel you. Maybe there's someone out there from, is it Ameren? Make sure I get this right. They do the power in the area. They're pretty quick at getting these things out there. I've noticed when you call, sometimes, or Quiver River, yeah. It depends on where she is. I don't know who the provider is there. But either way, maybe they have someone dispatched out there. If she said she's in the Florissant area. If you just happen to be working tonight and you decide to listen to KMOX because, hey, we're live, we're here with you, we're doing our thing, why don't you call and give us an update? Tell us what you're doing. Or maybe someone could understand, maybe they've worked for a company before and they understand, you know, what might be happening here. You know, why would it just go out for no reason? 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Okay, let's go and do a few things. So we're going to go to the break here. Do we get to play Rebecca Black at 11 o'clock? Can we do that? Are we allowed to? Yeah, it's technically the weekend. Or in the last segment, we can do it anytime. Let's do a Rebecca Black at 11. It's been a while since I've been here on a Thursday before midnight, and I'm kind of excited. It's the last show of the week for me. I gave you my Home Alone dilemma, which I'm running into. I'm a little bit concerned because I'll be home alone all weekend, and I don't exactly know what to do, and I'll probably be doing what every guy does when they're home alone. You know, I bring out the old records and start... What's that Tom Cruise movie where he's in his socks and he's sliding around on the wood floors? Yeah, I'll be risky businessing this song. No, I won't be doing it. I'm too lazy to be running around in the house. So if I were to rewrite this song for what I'm doing, I get on the couch and I don't get up. I watch all kinds of random junk until I fall asleep. And I wake up 2 hours later with pizza on my chest because I fell asleep eating pizza. That's what I do. You know, I party hard, man. I order whatever type of pizza I want and no one's there to tell me no. I'm living the life. On Twitter, at Ryan Recker. And if you miss any part of the show, you can download it by going to KMOX.com/ONA. Make it one of your favorite podcasts, whatever app you use. If you don't have an app on your phone, which you do, they all come with it. But if you don't know, you can always get the radio.com app and find it on there. Hit that subscribe button. It's a great way to support the show. And if you leave a review, that's even better. We find that if you have an iPhone and you have the podcasting on the iPhone, and if you leave a positive 5-star review and say something nice like, oh, I listen to Ryan at night and I enjoy it. It could be something that simple. It takes all but 2 or 3 minutes to do it. But for some reason, in the back end of these algorithms, Apple Podcasts, which is what really drives all the people to listen to podcasts, for some reason, once they start getting those reviews, it starts to up our ranking and other people find the show. And it's a huge help. So if you can do some of that, it would be great. Just look for our show on Apple, iTunes, or whatever. Search for Overnight America. Give us a positive review. Or just keep listening to the show. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.